Hello and welcome to this guided healing meditation with me, Mark Stanabras. This healing meditation is free to download at healingpeople.net. So firstly, get comfortable. Get physically comfortable. Sit or lie, and just feel your body relaxing. Just affirm to yourself that you're safe and secure in this place, and that you can allow your physical body to completely relax. Feel your shoulders drop, and your arms and your hands rest comfortably. Feel your neck is relaxed. And just move your awareness to your chest and to your abdomen, to your pelvis and to your legs, and allow yourself to completely physically relax. You're aware of your physical body just for a moment. You can feel the clothes touching your skin. You can feel your body moving as you breathe in and out. You're conscious of your physical body. But now it's time to move your awareness away from it. Know that your physical body will get on with what it does. It will breathe air and pump blood and digest food. Just let it get on with that. Now, just turn your focus to your emotions. How are you feeling emotionally? Nervous, excited, whatever it is, just be aware of your emotions and perhaps allow them to gently subside. Feel your emotions becoming calm and still. Good. And take a couple of deep breaths. And now we turn our attention to the mind, to the chatter that's going on, and just allow that to be quiet and still. You don't need to do any thinking now. Just let the chatter fade away. You don't need to recall the past, what's happened, and you don't need to anticipate the future. You can just be present in this moment. You don't need to analyze anything or work anything out. And you don't need to try to make anything happen. Just allow your mind to be still and quiet. If a thought comes into your head, just let it fade away to nothing. You don't need to follow it with another thought. And as your mind becomes quiet and still, you can become more aware of your open and infinite consciousness. Feel a sense of your heart chakra and just imagine it to be a beautiful, radiant light that shines throughout your body as you feel a sense of love for yourself. Feel a sense of wishing yourself good things in your life, of wishing yourself good health and happiness. Feel that light shining throughout your body. As you affirm those good wishes and that love for yourself. Feel a sense of happiness and peace. And now allow that light to radiate beyond your body in all directions as you feel a sense of love for others. Feel a sense of wishing others good things in their lives, of wishing others good health and happiness. Feel a sense that your love is radiant and unconditional. Good. And now we will invoke divine blessings for our meditation. Feel a sense of your crown chakra open up to the universe. Feel that sense of seeking divine union and that sense of oneness with all things. As we reach out to that which is beyond us, which is most divine, most loving and wise, whatever you call that, whether it's God or the universe, Jesus, angels or Buddha, feel a sense of seeking and asking for divine blessings in this meditation. we ask for divine help and guidance. For insight, understanding, and wisdom. We ask for healing, that we may be balanced. And we ask for healing for our relationships, that they may be harmonious. And now, I'd like you to move your awareness down to your base chakra. Just imagine it as a ball of energy at the genitals. It might be a red color, or it might be something else. But tune into it and get a sense of it. Get a sense of its color and its size and how it's feeling. We're just going to send healing to your base chakra now. Feel a beautiful, bright red energy coming from all around you, filling your base chakra with healing energy. Allow yourself to release anything that you don't need there. Maybe other people's energies, maybe your old fears or pain. Put them into golden bubbles and release them. Feel them float out, up and away. Get rid of anything that shouldn't be there. Feel the healing, red energy, blessing your base chakra, melting away old worries and problems as your base chakra becomes strong and vibrant. Good. Now we're just going to connect your base chakra with the earth. Going to create a grounding cord, the same diameter as your base chakra, which you now extend down into the earth. It goes down into the earth, deeper and deeper. Feel your sense, you feel yourself being grounded. Feel yourself being pulled down into the earth. The grounding cord goes right down to the center of the earth, where you fasten it securely. I'd like you to tune into your red body. Tune into that part of your body connected with your base chakra. Make sure that red energy goes to every part of your body. As we affirm, you have a strong and healthy body. You are comfortable in your skin, and you're safe and secure on this earth. Your physical body is made of this earth, and the earth welcomes you. It provides everything you need to thrive here. Your food, clothing, and shelter. You are a part of this earth. Feel that red energy strong in your base chakra. Get the base chakra to about the size of a tennis ball. Feel your red body is strong and vibrant. Good. Now move your awareness down to your feet. You can sense in the middle of each foot a smaller chakra. Your foot chakras. Feel a sense of your feet sinking into the earth, down to firm rock. And you grow big, thick, strong roots from these foot chakras deep into the earth. Deep, deep down into the earth grow those roots. Good. Feel a sense of drawing up energy from the earth, up through your feet and up your legs. Turns red as it gets to the base chakra. And it energizes your base chakra. Well done. Good. Now we're almost ready to move on to the next chakra up, the sacral chakra. And when you're ready, I'd just like you to tune into it and get a sense of it. Get a sense of its size and its color. Get a sense of its shape and how it's feeling. Good. And we'll invoke divine healing for your sacral chakra. Feel a beautiful bright orange light, a powerful healing energy coming from all around you that fills your sacral chakra. Get your sacral chakra about the size of a tennis ball. As we affirm those sacral chakra values, your sacral chakra is the center of emotions. Deep, powerful emotions. Uncontrolled, unbridled, deep passion. Your sacral chakra is the home of your inner child and of playfulness. Your sacral chakra loves art and music and beautiful things. It loves dancing and playing. It loves sensual experiences. Feel a sense of engaging with this aspect of your consciousness. If you don't engage with this enough, affirm to yourself you would like to, and make positive changes to do so. Let go of anything that shouldn't be in your sacral chakra. Foreign energies you can let go of now. Put them into golden bubbles. Let them float out, up and away as you release them. Feel old worries and problems being melted away by this beautiful orange healing energy. Make sure your sacral chakra is a clear edge as you affirm your clear emotional boundaries. Get it strong and healthy. About the size of a tennis ball. Good. And now just tune in to your orange body. Feel a sense of that orange energy going to every part of you. Feel it going out into your aura. So you sense the edge of your aura about an arm's length all around you. Good. Ready to move on to the next chakra up, the solar plexus chakra. So when you're ready, just turn your attention to your solar plexus chakra. Tune into it and get a sense of it. It might be a yellow colour, or it might be something else. But get a sense of its size and its shape and its colour. Good. To invoke divine healing for your solar plexus chakra. Feel a sense of a rich yellow energy coming from all around you into your solar plexus chakra to heal you. Focus on the solar plexus. Get it about the size of a tennis ball. get it strong. This is the chakra of your personal power, your refined personality, of your inner strength. This is the chakra of your ego and your will. It's the chakra and the aspect of your consciousness. It's about you being in charge of your life, taking responsibility for yourself, and not allowing anyone else to control you. This is the aspect of your sovereignty and your integrity. You're a strong and able person. You do the right things. And you can do anything you wish and succeed. Feel a sense of that inner strength. And release anything that shouldn't be there. Put them into golden bubbles. Feel them float out, up and away. As you release foreign energies, and you feel your old fears and worries melted away, and a new sense of your inner strength. Feel empowered. And feel that energy throughout your body as you tune into that yellow body. Feel it going all through your body and out into your aura. Make sure that yellow goes to every part of you. Good. And we're almost ready to move up to the next chakra, the heart chakra. So when you're ready, just tune into it and get a sense of it. It might be a green color, or it might be something else. But just get a sense of its size and its shape and its colour. Good. And now we invoke divine blessings and healing for your heart center. Feel a beautiful emerald green light come from all around you, filling your heart chakra with healing. Get your heart chakra about the size of a tennis ball, beautiful and round. Release anything that shouldn't be there. Let go of foreign energies as you put them into golden bubbles. And release them, send them away, See them float out, up and away. Feel your own old worries being melted away by this beautiful green healing energy. As you affirm to yourself that you give and receive love freely. That your love is unconditional. It asks for nothing. That you accept other people as they are. You forgive them. And you see the goodness in people. Affirm to yourself that you can be happy and successful in your life. That you're joyful. That you're filled with love. Feel a sense that the love from your heart is radiant and pure. Feel a sense now of your green body connected with your heart center. That green light throughout your body and out into your aura. Make sure that light goes to every part of you. Good. Ready, we can just start to tune into the next chakra, the throat chakra at the base of the throat. When you're ready, just get a sense of it and tune into it. It might be a blue color, could be something else. Just get a sense of its size and its shape and its color. Good. And now we're going to invoke divine healing for your throat chakra. Feel a beautiful sky blue light, a healing energy coming from all around you and filling your throat chakra with healing. Get your throat chakra about the size of a tennis ball. Nice and round. A beautiful blue. Feel it getting really strong. Release anything that shouldn't be there, but any foreign energies into golden bubbles. Do you feel them float out, up and away? Do you release them? Good. Feel your own old worries and problems being melted away by this healing. As you affirm to yourself that you communicate with ease. You can express every aspect of your being. You can express the needs of your base chakra, your emotional needs of your sacral. Express the strength, integrity and power of your solar plexus. And express the love of your heart. You can affirm that you listen and you hear others. You hear what is said and what is not said. You may be clairaudient, may hear divine guidance through your throat chakra. Your throat chakra is also about truth and justice. Affirm your trust in divine justice. And affirm that you are truthful and just in your life. Just tune into your blue body. Get a sense. That blue body going out into your aura. Make sure that beautiful sky blue light goes to every part of you. Good. Well done. So, when you're ready, you can just go to the next chakra up, the third eye in the forehead. Just start to get a sense of it, tune into it. It might be an indigo or purple colour, or it might be something else. Get a sense of its size and its shape and its colour, and how it's feeling. Good. And now we can invoke divine healing for your third eye chakra. Feel an indigo energy coming from all around you into your third eye chakra, filling it with divine healing. Feel it melting away any old problems. Release anything that shouldn't be there. Put them into golden bubbles. Send them out, up and away. And your third eye chakra becoming strong. As you affirm that you're wise. That you see and know the truth. The third eye chakra is the center of intuition, of higher learning, of knowing things that you perhaps can't put into words. Your third eye is wise and sees the universe. The third eye guides you by putting thoughts into your head when you need them. firm to yourself. Your third eye is strong and all-seeing, and you allow it to guide you and to teach you. Good. Get that third eye chakra about the size of a tennis ball. It's strong and vibrant. And tune in to your indigo body, the indigo light that's all through your body and out into your aura. Make sure that light goes to every part of you. Good. And we're almost ready to go to the next chakra up, the crown chakra. So when you're ready, I'd just like you to move up to the crown chakra above the crown of your head. And to tune into that one. It might be violet or white, or another colour. And just get a sense of it. Your chakra of universal oneness, divine union, the chakra of spirituality. Feel a sense of your oneness with all things, of your reaching out to the ultimate reality, to that which is most divine and pure. Feel that sense of stillness and of peace. Invoke divine blessings for your crown chakra. A beautiful white light coming from all around you, healing your crown chakra. As you affirm to yourself, there is no separation between you and God or you and the universe. We're all a part of the Source. We're all divine aspects of this universe. To do a meditation now, which is a soul retrieval, to get back parts of your soul, parts of your consciousness that are elsewhere. We ask for divine blessings for your soul, for every part of it, wherever it is. Know that you're connected to every little part, every fragment of your soul. These bits that you've lost along the way, now you can get them back. Feel them being healed as you draw them back to you. Ask for, demand all of your energy back. It's yours. Take it back. Feel it coming back to you now. Feel all of your energy coming back to you now, healed and blessed. So now, we're going to do another healing. Make sure we're balanced. Above your crown chakra, just outside the top of your aura, there's another chakra, a golden one. This chakra is about your higher self, your spirit, the consciousness from which your soul has come. And of which you are a part. We ask your higher self, your spirit, for divine blessings now. For healing to bring you balance. Feel a golden light coming down, going through your crown chakra and your third eye chakra and your throat chakra and your heart chakra, your solar plexus, your sacral and your base. And this golden light is healing you, harmonizing your consciousness at all these different levels. Feel your whole body filled with golden light. And feel the golden light moving out into your aura. You feel balanced and harmonious. I'd like you to just tune into your feet, into those roots that are growing from your feet deep into the earth. Just allow that golden light to drain out through those roots into the earth. And you feel your colours returning, brighter than ever before. We'll just take a moment now to feel our sense of gratitude and give thanks for the divine blessings that we've received in this meditation. Well done. So now, let me just tune into the base chakra. Just feel a sense of that red energy. You feel your base chakra connected to your bones and your muscles and your skin. Start to become aware of your physical body. Feel that you're completely back in your body. Back in that space. You can move your fingers and your toes and open your eyes when you're ready.